all things are ready. I want to talk to you about preparing yourself for the marriage feast with the Lamb, that is, Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew chapter 22, in verses 1 through 14, we see Jesus speaking on the parable of the wedding feast. Jesus begins the parable in verse 2 saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come." Verse 4, "And he sent out other servants saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business." This really is quite a sad section of Scripture. Think about it. How many people would rather go to work, go make money, than spend time with the Lord? They are caught up in doing other things. They don't have time to prepare themselves for the greatest feast in history, that is, the marriage supper with the Lamb. Let's look again at verse 4. "Now in this parable, Jesus says, 'All things are ready.'" I believe that's a message for us today, that the Lord has prepared for his return, his second coming. He's prepared for the wedding feast. He's gone and prepared a place for us. God has prepared his side, but what's the problem? I would propose to you the problem is not in God, but in his bride. Who's the bride of Christ? The church. Who's the church? The believers in him. I personally believe the bride of Christ is not fully prepared to meet her groom. With that being said, there's great hope found in the book of Revelation chapter 19. Please look at verse 7. The Bible says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." How do you get ready for the marriage of the Lamb? I want to give you several points on how you can be prepared to meet your groom when he comes for us. Number 1. By faith, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you never have, repeat this simple prayer after me. "Dear Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I accept you as Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart and be Lord of my life. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ." Point number 2, submit to the will of the Father. Jesus gives us the greatest example of submission in history. In the book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Jesus is praying in the garden right before his trip to the cross. He says, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." It was the will of the Father that Jesus would go through a brutal, torturing crucifixion, becoming the sacrificial lamb, dying for the sins of both you and I. That was the will of the Father for Jesus, and Jesus accepted it. So too, we must submit to the will of the Father in our own lives, whatever that consists of. Number 3, read the Scriptures. However, it's not enough just to read God's Word. What do I mean? Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 22. The Bible says, "But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." It's not enough to read God's Word. You must apply it and practice it and put it into your life. As you read through Scripture, read a verse or two. Stop, pray over it, pray through it, pray it into your life. This will help you become a doer of God's Word and not simply a hearer. It is time that the believer, the bride of Christ, prepare themselves for the return of Jesus Christ. Please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I desire to prepare myself for my future marriage with you. Please help me to submit to your will and to read your word and be a doer of your word. I desire to please you. You have given me everything. I am so thankful. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.